This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back, BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksford with you on a Monday, presented as always by BetMGM. 1 week from now, we'll be live in Phoenix. If you're coming out, come see us live there with the whole BetQL team. BetMGM Sportsbook at Safe Farm Stadium starting Monday, February 6th through Friday, February 10th. If you can't make it in, listen on the Odyssey app or twitch.tv/BetQL. It's going to be a great week out there. All right, let's talk about this line. Our first look at the line for this game. And what a crazy, I guess it was what, about a half an hour last night? And I actually caught it late, and then I was like, wait, I'm wrong on this. So I deleted the tweet I put up, because I usually look after the Eagles game and I put up the next week's line. I'm like, oh, it's a Super Bowl look. And I guess I didn't realize how much time had passed from when the Chiefs game ended to when I actually looked at the line. So I was like, oh, here's the opening line. And then I was like, wait a second. People were like, no, this moved. So it moved in a half hour from 10:04 Eastern time last night PM to about 10:34. We had what? We went from two on one side to two on the other side?
So I immediately was looking at all the legal books in Illinois to see what was posted. So, I, you know, on the mobile app, I was looking at seven different sports books. And, you know, quickly writing them all down, seeing if there's some sort of consensus, because that early I wasn't seeing it posted anywhere. And I'm going through. I'm like, whoa, okay. There was one sports book that had the Eagles as a 1-point favorite, and everybody else had the Chiefs. Almost all of them, immediately after the game, at least in Illinois, had Chiefs -1.5. And, you know, I tweeted out to him, like, this is the consensus. The total's ranging 48 to 50, but the consensus is Chiefs -1.5. And I didn't delete it. I just made a thread because there was one sports book that had Eagles -1. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And they're not budging. They just disagree with everybody else. Or there was one that put Chiefs out, which is what happens, and then everybody else is copying because they all were at that same number of 1.5. And then we started seeing a pick. And then more Eagles at one sports book. I'm like, oh, the two biggest are at Eagles. That's interesting. Then everybody else went to Eagles. Yeah, in a matter of 15 minutes, it flipped, and it wasn't like -1 to -1. It was as far as, you know, circa taking the stance, Chiefs -2.5, all the way to Eagles -2.5. So what do you trust more? Do you trust the betting market, the initial betting market by odds makers, or do you trust the sharp bettors? Because that's who's betting the second we get it. They have what the number should be, what they have the number as, and if there's a disagreement, they're going to bet it immediately. You know, the limits aren't crazy high, but it's the Super Bowl. So early on, they're going to be higher than they are any other time of the year. But and it was mentioned, that was all sharp action last night moving to the Eagles. So, Joe G, in that sense, I think you guys should feel pretty good that the pros were like, no. Chiefs should not be favored. It should be the Eagles. And it shouldn't be the Eagles -1. Like we said, it got all the way. I see a lot of twos this morning, all the way as high as 2.5. The same line that we had for the Niners game.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how far this has come, because, I mean, 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, the Eagles have been, would you think people would think of them as a favorite over the Chiefs? I don't know. The way they've played in the postseason, the way their lines are dominating the game, that's why I think the sharps are on this. Aaron, it's interesting. I mean, the Chiefs have the better quarterback, right? As good as Hurts has been, Mahomes is just more dynamic. And yet the Eagles are the better line, so they're looked at as the favorite right now.
I guess I thought it was an overreaction when the Chiefs opened up as a favorite to what we saw last night, and people thought, oh, okay, you know, Mahomes isn't as injured, or perhaps he can, you know, play through this, and with a couple weeks more rest, maybe he'll be even better. But I still think the Eagles are the better team, and even, you know, I think they're a more complete team when you look at Football Outsiders overall in terms of offensive and defensive DVOA. They're one of what, three teams in the NFL that were in the top, you know, in both offensive and defensive categories. So I was surprised when I saw that. I just thought that the Eagles, maybe I'm totally wrong. I think the Eagles are the better team.
Well, they are too. I think they're more complete team. That's for sure.
There now, the you one go. Thing, so, yeah, more complete so, team.
Joe, you mentioned there's twos out there. I'm seeing 2, 1.5. If we close at 1.5, which I think is certainly possible, right? In another 2 weeks for people to bet on the Chiefs and Mahomes here. If we close at 1.5, there have only been 4 Super Bowls ever, 1.5 or smaller. Like, this doesn't usually happen. I mean, it's basically a coin flip, they're telling us. I mean, like, we could close to 1, which is pretty crazy here. But it fits, right? That's what we saw last week when the look aheads about 1.
Yep. Jeffrey Benson over at Circus Sports, this was his tweet last night right after all that line movement. He tweets, Super Bowl opener at Circus Sports was Kansas City Chiefs -2.5 with a total of 51. The market disagreed and said our opener was garbage. It'll be interesting to see where this number goes in the next 2 weeks. So, I mean, yeah, we'll see which side was right. I was not surprised at all to see the Chiefs open up as the favorite. It doesn't mean I'm betting the Chiefs, but just the idea that now Mahomes has 2 more weeks to get healthy. And by the way, when he was shoved out of bounds, I was like, that ankle is in a bad state right now. Mm-hmm. But he's going to have 2 weeks to get healthy, and so will the other guy in Hurts. And you have 2 top-end quarterbacks, but they are on different tiers. We all know that. And should the better quarterback be the underdog? Should the quarterback who's been there before be the underdog? I think that's why, because Mahomes is on a tier all by himself, and we saw it again yesterday.
So I'm just looking through quickly. I think we could do more of a deep dive on this over the next 2 weeks. I'm just quickly looking at the history of Super Bowl spreads. It's pretty rare when the better quarterback, and this, I don't think this is knocking Hurts. Like, saying Mahomes is better, he's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Yeah. When the better quarterback is the underdog, it doesn't usually happen. I mean, the last time I feel like it did was Brady against Russell Wilson. And I think you can make some comps to those Seahawks and these Eagles, right? Like, Russell Wilson was really good then. Jalen Hurts is really good now, but it's a whole team thing around him. That Super Bowl, which came right, that was the Marshawn Lynch play, right? The interception at the end, that came right down to the end. So it was a very close game. But that's the last time, I think, and one of the few ones the last 15 or 20 years where the better quarterback was the dog. Brady was the dog to Russell that closed the Seahawks -1. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You think injury stuff the next 2 weeks with Hurts and Mahomes is the big move on all this, if there's any?
Yeah. I don't think it'll close too. I mean, who knows where this thing goes now? Will it go much higher? Probably not. It's going to be all positive stuff on Mahomes. He was good enough to play yesterday. He's going to be fine. I mean, they're both obviously beat up at this point in the season. But 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and that's a great thing. We've talked a lot about the idea of making what was the proposal or just what's being thrown out there. Sometimes I throw things out to see what the world's reaction is to things with the NFL, just the idea of having a neutral site championship Sunday followed by the Super Bowl, maybe removing that bye week. Well, the bye week is going to be massive this week, this time around for both teams. And you want both quarterbacks as healthy as possible. Of course. You want to see that.
Yeah.
So I think this is a great matchup. I saw some people complaining. We got the 2-1s in, got the best in the AFC, best in the NFC. I think this is awesome. This is a great Super Bowl that we have. And if you're a long shot player, all those ended up being losers. But I'm really excited. Does anybody have any live Super Bowl MVP bets?
I know. Well, I have Devontae Smith at 66-1. I'm sitting on that. I know Paul has a Reddick at a big number from a couple weeks ago, right?
Reddick.
250-1. And
oh!
With a defensive player – Like, he has to do what he did yesterday in the Super Bowl again, but it does not hurt that he is putting his name in everybody's mind, and it's more of a cumulative thing for him. He still has to show up and have two sacks, kind of a Von Miller game. Von Miller won Super Bowl MVP a couple of years back for the Broncos. So he has to, if he has yesterday's game in a similar game script, I mean, I think I would have named him the MVP yesterday, no?
Yes.
So he's got to have that game again against Mahomes, who, by the way, that Chiefs offensive line, also very vulnerable. It would have been the Bengals would have been, if it was the Bengals, I would feel great with where I'm at, because that offensive line is garbage. Chiefs, by the way, not like they kept Mahomes pretty clean, but I think Reddick's on another level right now. So, yeah, okay. I've also got Devontae Smith. It's a little trickier. Like, how can he win with Hurts not winning it? But as far as defensive players, if there's one I want in my pocket, it's Hassan Reddick.
He's still 50 at this moment. Like, today, for our audience, he's 50-1. That's a good bet. Two strip sacks? I mean, you might win that.
I want to go back to yesterday, the MVP. You guys think it would have been Reddick? What are the official numbers?
So, on the game? He had two sacks.
Two. Okay, two sacks. Here's why I hesitate on that. Are they going to write down Reddick when the Eagles end up scoring 31 points? I don't know.
So,
give up seven.
Who are your other options? So I don't think it's Hurts, although, I mean, he's the quarterback, but he didn't have a great statistical game.
No.
Two touchdowns for Sanders, but he only had 42 rushing yards. Their leading receiver had 36 yards. Where would you go?
I think the only other option is Hurts.
121 yards?
I know, but he also ran a big touchdown in, and yeah.
No, he got pushed in twice on like a very weird sequence of plays. The touchdown shows up in the stat sheet, but even that is not a Hurts play. It's not a
He didn't have a good game.
He does it himself.
He didn't have a good game, but there were some, you know, I don't know. It's just I lean to the quarterback. I wonder. We haven't seen a defensive player win it in a while, and I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, but man, that's a tough one. He did get some conversions where they do the scrum, where they bring everybody in. He had the rushing touchdown, but bad day passing. So I wonder if they hold that against him. Just a lot of times when there's that toss-up, they just give it to the quarterback. But, yeah, you're right. You can't give it to a specific running back or a receiver.
Our last one was Von Miller. And what's interesting, when you go back now and look at it, you know, the other one recently was Malcolm Smith. And he had the interception for the touchdown, the fumble recovery, 10 tackles, that blowout, the one blowout we've had the last, like, decade.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think two sacks is enough. A lot of times you need a TFL, you need to jump on a fumble, something like that, too.
Yeah. Cause a fumble, something like that, yeah.
Even better. So, all right, so while we're,
score,
while we're on this, because I think it all bleeds into the style of the game, what's our first thought on the total for this game? It's pretty clear across the board, 49.5. You think under?
Under. I think that's between side. I saw 50 last night. Side and total, that stands out the most, under. And so did you see who's reffing the game?
Well, our guy, Carl Cheffers.
Carl Cheffers. That's right. That's right. And I know these quarterbacks injured, under.
We talked about alternate spreads with the Eagles. Would you look at alternate totals? Have you ever looked at alternate totals? Is there – and how would you play it if you were going to? Like 47.5?
That's interesting. I've never done that. I've never looked at alternate totals. But I'm not the biggest totals player, so that's why.
So I think I'm going to be on the other side of this. And we'll see where we land 2 weeks from. I think we could have a shootout.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, these are the two best offenses.
Good shootout.
They're the two best offenses. They have 2 weeks to prepare. And the quarterback should get healthier, right? They should be in a better spot physically now. Like, this Eagles defense is really good. But how much can you hold Patrick Mahomes down over four quarters? Like, there's a baseline he's going to score, right? I don't think the Eagles are going to hold him to 17 points. He's Patrick Mahomes. It's the Chiefs. So I think they're in the 20s somewhere. And then the Eagles are at least in the upper, you know, the mid to upper 20s. So I think it goes over.
Okay. What was the total in the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl when we were like, oh, my God, going to fourth quarter, there was like no touchdown score.
Oh, yeah.
That was a 13-3 game.
Yeah. I mean, I have a tough time thinking it was 43.5. I have a tough time thinking it was like 50.5. So probably
47, 48.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It was 45.
I spent so much time on talking about Devontae. I'm mad I didn't bet it earlier, but I did 3 Super Bowl MVP bets yesterday before the games because we all talked about how strong we felt it was going to be Eagles Chiefs. So yesterday I bet Devontae at 50. And then on Chiefs side, I made 2 bets, Kelsey 28 and Chris Jones 125.
Chris Jones, I love it.
Chris Jones against Jason Kelsey is going to be an awesome matchup. Like that's yeah. That's going to be fun. By the way, 55.5 was the Patriots Rams total.
See?
What?
Yeah.
50 and the score was 13-3.
Nothing going on in that game. Yep.
That being said, Gannon's good. Spagnuolo's good. There's no Belichick golf in this one. There'll be 4 points.
And in that one, the pros killed it because they go under on all the props. They're all inflated. Yeah.
Yeah, they were. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks for BetQL Daily. Brad Spielberger next on the BetQL Network.